T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Word is spreading like wildfire that Sonny Abatta is back on KDKA. No, not television. KDK Radio. Sonny Abatta joining us from Florida right now. Longtime personality at KDK TV. Moved to the Sunshine State. You just got off the phone with your mom. Your mom wanted to know you're on KDK, so now everybody knows, right?
That's right. Now all of McKees Rocks is listening in Robinson Township.
No doubt.
There you go.
Hey, it is great to hear your voice. First of all, are you okay? Family okay? House okay? How'd you make out?
We're good. I feel so lucky. I mean, we all feel lucky relative to what happened, like, on the West Coast and the, you know, southwest part of the state. Yeah. So, you know, by the time storms make their way inland, we're in Central Florida, and so we're an hour from the beach here in Orlando to the East Coast and a couple hours from the West Coast. So, I mean, you guys know what happens. The storm, like, the land kind of eats up a lot of the strength. And so we typically don't get hit, you know, in the same way that those coastal cities do. And here we're really lucky. We actually even kept power through the storm, which is not the case in all of Orlando. But in our particular neighborhood, we still have power. We're like as good as you can get.
I also know that in 1996, when Hurricane Fran came ashore in North Carolina, we were 2.5 hours inland in Raleigh, and we had 9 trees on our house. So we both know that not everybody inland is safe. What are you seeing around Orlando? I mean, there was some flooding there. There were some people who didn't make out as well. What are you seeing there in the central part of the state?
So, oh my gosh, well, every neighborhood here, tons of, yeah, just lakes everywhere, retention ponds, lakes, everything is flooded. In our neighborhood, we have a lake sort of centrally located in the neighborhood. It is completely flooded above the dock. I got video this morning of the one of the, I think it was in a downtown Orlando hotel. There's literally water pouring down the staircase into the garage area. There's flooding in Kissimmee, which is, you know, 20 or so minutes from here. There's flooding in a ton of neighborhoods. It just kind of depends on where you live, how bad you got hit. But yeah, I mean, I just saw a stat on the news a little while ago that 24% of the state is without power. So it's still, you know, very much a toss-up as far as who got hit hard.
You know, from dealing with these, Sonny Abatta joining us, he had been at KDK Television, then moved to the Fox affiliate in Orlando a number of years ago. You have dealt with these stories how many times in your career? You just never know where it's going to hit or how bad it's going to be. Uh-huh. Have you ever been able to really wrap your head around how big these storms are, Sonny?
No, you know, it's so funny, Rick, because, you know, and you know this too, like, our job in news for years, at least mine was to be a part of the coverage of the story, to watch this like monster moving ashore. And when I'm on the other side now and I'm like fully embroiled in the preps and just keeping the family together, it's just a lot more stressful for some reason. Cause you know, I can't keep tabs 24/7 on what's happening. Mm-hmm. And I will say people in Florida are so, for the most part, the natives are so much more chill about this than someone like me. It's still very, like, it's still really hard for me to watch this monster just creeping across the radar. And I'm like, you can't do anything. You can evacuate if you're told to evacuate, which you always should do if you're told to do so. But other than that, you're just like, I mean, we went to bed last night. We got hit overnight the hardest. And it's just it. You're like, okay, you sleep away from the windows. You hope for the best. You move anything inside that could blow into the house, and that's it. You just wait. It's kind of creepy.
Did you sleep?
I slept.
Did you?
Well, I did, but, you know, I have one of the kids. I have 3 kids. She's 6, so I didn't really sleep. She was up all night, so I heard all the winds. It's really creepy. You have little things hitting up against your window, and it sounds like a movie set, like in the beginning of The Wizard of Oz, that, like, yeah. I know Twister is different technically, but that whooshing wind kind of, like, you hear that and you're like, oh my gosh, this is means business. And of course you wake up this morning, our street is just covered in debris, but we're lucky that that's the worst of it.
How much have you had a chance to talk to other friends, other family elsewhere in the state in terms of what they're dealing with right now? Have you been able to, I mean, a lot of places, phone lines are down. I mean, people don't have power. They don't have a way to charge their cell phone. You may not be able to talk with them, but how much have you been able to be in touch with others in Florida?
Locally, we've remained in touch a lot. I'd say about 50% of our friends down here are without power, but they were smart enough to, you know, get their phone charging blocks ready. And so we've been in touch. Wi-Fi is down a lot of places. My friend has family in Naples, and they're devastated. Mm-hmm. I mean, the video, I'm sure you guys have seen some of it. It is swallowing up homes. So, and you know, in Tampa, I know people, and it didn't hit there as hard, so they were breathing a little bit of a sigh of relief, but it is a mess. So this morning it was hitting kind of on the east coast of Florida. It was just starting to whip up in like Daytona Beach and that area. And, you know, we just, like I said, all we can do now is just sit and watch and hope that the people there took the right precaution.
Are the kids old enough to drive now? Are they married? Are they in college? How old are your kids now? I mean, it happens really fast. I lose track.
I know. It only feels like that. My son is 9.5. My daughter's about to be 8. And our youngest, she's 5.
Amazing.
So,
it's just amazing.
So
and you're still 18 years old. I don't know how it's possible that you can have a child and a children of that age. But, Sonny, I'm glad to hear that you got off okay. Thank you for the update. And for Sonny's mom, thank you for making sure that everybody in Pittsburgh knew about this interview and for making our ratings go through the roof here during this block. Thank you so much.
You're too funny. It was a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, Rick.
Yep. Hey, I'm glad to know that you're okay. Hang in there, okay?
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye.
Sonny Abatta joining us from Florida right now, talking about what's going on with Hurricane Ian rolling through that part of the Sunshine State.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.